Pablo for breakfast.
We've seen a lot of Facebook hacks in the last couple of months, and we've seen a lot of scammers trying to get things out of your Facebook accounts. My wife was just recently attacked on her business account and hacked into. So we're bringing in one of the experts to talk about probably one of the worst Facebook hacks that is going around at the moment. It's the ISIS Facebook hack. And joining us this morning, criminal lawyer and partner at Dowson Turco Lawyers, Nicholas Stewart. Nicholas, good morning.
Hi, Pablo. Thanks for having me.
Not a problem. Now, this is a pretty nasty Facebook account attack. So talk it out to us. How does it happen, and what are the sort of ramifications of this one?
Sure. So what we've identified is either a bot or a person is trolling through Facebook accounts and randomly selecting Facebook users, hacking those accounts by basically using software to log in with those who don't have two-factor authentication. Once into the account, the hacker or the troll or the bot will upload to the person's Facebook account replacement photos for their background and profile, which are effectively images of ISIS propaganda. The effect of that is that the Facebook algorithm immediately shuts down the account because it is designed to identify terrorist images. The effect of that is that the person is shut down and unable to log back into their account. And even when, well, in our experience, when they seek help from Facebook or applied through the forms within Facebook for assistance, Facebook does not come to the rescue.
Yeah, good luck trying to contact anyone on Facebook. It's like shouting into the void at times. What can people do? Because obviously you mentioned that two-part authentication process. So I guess first up, that's kind of key, like get your account secure.
Yes, look, absolutely. I think the additional thing is really to check your privacy settings and make sure your controls are as tight as possible. Two-factor authentication should be standard these days, given the popularity of hacks. But if you do fall victim to this scam, you should do whatever you can to shut down your credit cards and change your passwords with your banks, just in case any of that information is identifiable through your Facebook account. And you should always go through the ordinary Facebook processes of filling out the forms and trying to get assistance to have your account reactivated. But in our experience, that hasn't worked for our clients, and we've acted for, you know, scores of clients around the world, people in Egypt, people in London, people in Western Australia, people in Queensland, who have had their businesses effectively shut down because they operate them through Facebook. And we've had to then effectively communicate with Facebook's lawyers in California and put forward evidence that shows that the person is a genuine Facebook user and reliant on the platform for their personal and business operations.
Now, has that worked going through lawyers to rectify this situation? I imagine it's
good question.
A long process, right?
It's a long process, not that long. It usually takes between 6 and 8 weeks, but that's still long if you're trying to run a business through Facebook. And what we've found is we've had 100% success for clients. So Facebook has, in the end, always reactivated our clients' accounts, but not without us going to enormous efforts to prove that the person is who they say they are. And on top of that, we've experienced more recently that Facebook has asked or has sent us letters through their lawyers saying, don't send us any emails anymore. We want you to write letters on paper and post them to our Silicon Valley offices, and we'll respond to you when we can, which is unusual for a digital platform that prides itself on digital landscapes.
Thanks so much for your time this morning. If you want to find out more, go head to dowsonturco.com.au, and thanks for shedding some light on this Facebook hack. We appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Pablo.
Pablo for breakfast.